हरे कृष्णा। डोंट टेक लाइफ सो पर्सनली। टू टेक समथिंग पर्सनली मीन्स दैट टू लेट दैट थिंग शेक आवर वेरी कोर सेंस ऑफ सेल्फ आइडेंटिटी एंड सेल्फ वर्थ। सो फॉर एग्जाम्पल, से वेन देर इज अ मीटिंग गोइंग ऑन एंड देर इज अ से मैनेजरल मीटिंग गोइंग ऑन, एट दैट टाइम अ पर्सन मे गिव अ सजेशन एंड देन समबडी एल्स मे फाइंड आउट द फॉल्ट इन दैट सजेशन। सो एट दैट टाइम देन द पर्सन हु इज पॉइंटिंग आउट द फॉल्ट मे से दैट डोंट टेक दिस पर्सन, दिस इज नथिंग अगेंस्ट यू, यू आर डिफरेंट फ्रॉम दिस पर्टिकुलर प्लान ऑफ एक्शन दैट यू आर सजेस्टिंग। योर सजेशन इज हियर, यू आर हियर एंड आई एम नॉट अटैकिंग यू, आई एम अटैकिंग योर, I am pointing out the faults in your suggestion. That's not a pointing out fault in you. So, don't take things personally means keep a sense of distance and detachment from, say, whatever is happening and your own sense of identity and self-worth. So now, don't take life so personally means that quite often when something happens in our life, at that time, we don't just see that as an event happening in our life. We transform that event into something that defines who we are. So, for example, say we make some plan and just something goes wrong at that time. And because of that, the whole plan becomes upset and even disrupted completely. And what we had hoped was going to be a success turns out to be a failure. So at such a time, we may now yes, that our plan has been upset. What we are facing a failure. Yes, that is a problem. But quite often, we translate that failure from an event that is happening outside to something that defines who we are. So, for example, we say, "Oh, my luck is always rotten. Destiny is always against me." So we tend to extrapolate and generalize from a specific event, and often such extrapolation and generalization is unwarranted and undesirable. Yes, life is such that sometimes just things go wrong, and we don't have to make what has gone wrong go wrong further by letting it dishearten us, letting it become a statement about us. Failure is an event. Failure is not a person. We at our core are souls. Souls who are parts of God, souls who are loved by God, and who have the opportunity to love God no matter what happens in life at an external level. When we, by regular meditation, by systematic scriptural study, we are situated in our self-identity, in our spiritual relationship with God, then we don't take events so personally. In the Bhagavad Gita, when Krishna talks about jnana chakshu, perceiving with the eyes of knowledge, then he says, anadityat nirgunatvat paramatmayam avyaya sharirastho pi kaunteya na karoti na lipyate. This is anadityat nirgunatvat. That actually the soul is beyond time, beyond the mode, which is the fabric of material existence. Paramatma, the Atma is param, is transcendental. Sharirastho pi kaunteya, although situated in the body, na karoti na lipyate. Such a person does not do anything, nor does that person get anything, does not become entangled. So essentially, Krishna is saying that we are separate from our body itself. What to speak of being separate from the world in which all these ups and downs may be happening. So when we recognize that we are beyond these worldly ups and downs, then we won't let ourselves get carried away by situations. Rather, by recognizing that we are different from our situation, we will treat it with detachment. We will treat it with distance. We will be able to respond with dignity and maturity by recognizing that what is happening to us does not define who we are. By disconnecting an event from whatever interpretation, whatever spin our mind used to it, by that we can maintain perspective and thus keep calm and then respond with maturity, with clarity, in a way that rectifies the situation, not aggravates it. So thus, by recognizing that we are different from the world, by we are different from situations that we face in life, we can respond to life with greater maturity. Thank you. Hare Krishna.